Talks.
Hello and thanks for tuning in to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program, which gives you, the listeners, a chance to voice your comments and ask questions concerning our broadcast as well as life in the Czech Republic. First up, we have this comment from our regular listener, Colin Law from New Zealand.
The connection has timed out. The server at helix.radio.cz is taking too long to respond. This has been an ongoing problem with Radio Prague audio downloads. Have you considered having a mirror site on the other side of the globe?
Well, we are very sorry to hear that you are having problems with downloading our broadcasts. I am told by our internet department that internet connection with certain parts of the world, especially Southeast Asia and Australia and New Zealand, can be unreliable, the problem being with the provider. Having a mirror server elsewhere on the globe is an option. However, with the current financial situation, it is a long-term rather than a short-term plan. Jaroslav Bítušek from the United States responds to last weekend's news story reporting that the White House had published a statement by U.S. President Barack Obama congratulating the Czechs on 91 years of statehood.
I respectfully submit to you that President Obama's congratulations to Czechs on their 91st anniversary of independence is much more significant than just a traditional diplomatic gesture. It seems that Václav Havel, in his meeting with President Obama in Prague earlier this year, succeeded to present the Czech Republic in a better light than current Czech politicians. Apparently, he was able to persuade President Obama not to ignore the Czech Republic as just another banana republic, but to put the Czech Republic on his list of countries to watch as potential partners and allies.
Our listener Karl Strauss from the United Kingdom has a question.
I recently read about the disaster of the Italia airship en route to the North Pole in 1928. There was on board a Dr. František Běhounek from Czechoslovakia. It was unclear from the article if he survived the crash or not. Please could you enlighten me? I enjoy your programs. I learn so much about your country and its history and people. I have been a listener since 1968, so that must say something.
The Czech physicist and radiation expert František Běhounek took part in the 1928 expedition as one of only two non-Italian members of the Italia airship crew under the command of Umberto Nobile and became the first ever Czech to fly over the North Pole. Not only did he survive the crash, but he described the accident as well as being stranded on an ice floe and subsequently rescued by the Russian icebreaker Krasin in a book titled Trosečníci na kře ledové, or Castaways on an Ice Floe. František Běhounek died on January 1, 1973 in Karlovy Vary. Now, as negotiations are still going on regarding the details of Radio Prague's budget for next year, we cannot give you any new information on the future of our shortwave broadcasts. In the meantime, we are very grateful and touched by your letters of support that keep coming in. For example, Lan Phan Li from China wrote,
I'm very concerned about the discussion pertaining to the possible closure of Radio Prague's shortwave transmissions. There are more and more stations shutting down their broadcasts on shortwave. I don't think it is a good idea for a station. The feeling of picking up a signal from the radio is completely different from the internet. The shortwave cannot be replaced. Although the listening conditions of Radio Prague in Asia are not good enough, the condition in other parts of the world must be good enough. Please tell me what I can do to help you avoid shutting down on shortwave.
Also from China, Ian Morrison writes,
I'm alarmed to hear that your government is even considering these tragic budget cuts that would rob shortwave listeners the world over of Radio Prague. Does your government not realize the important role your station has played at defining moments in modern Czech history, such as during the Prague Uprising of 1945 or the Soviet invasion of 1968?
Atsuhisa Kageyama listens to Radio Prague in Japan.
I hope that you will continue to broadcast the shortwave service after January 1, 2010, because in Japan your station is the only medium bringing Czech news. So, if you close your shortwave service, almost all Japanese listeners will cease getting information about your country in Japan. Many Japanese electronic companies have opened factories in your country, so I think that your transmissions to East Asia will be more important in the near future. I cannot find any reasons why you would reduce your shortwave transmission. Please continue your shortwave transmissions.
Thank you again for your concern and support and all your feedback in general. We will, of course, keep you posted on any new developments. Now, let's end the program on a happier note, and I mean that quite literally this time. Our Mystery Czech series continues, and this month we are asking for the name of the man who composed this famous piece of music. Your answers need to reach us by the end of November at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 10099 Prague, where we also welcome your questions, comments and reception reports. Thank you for listening today and please tune in again next week.